finds it open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Live and on location, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And we are live, and the location is Phoenix, Arizona. We are broadcasting from the NFL meetings here at the Arizona Biltmore. They get underway in earnest today. What a show we have for you. You are going to hear from the legendary Jim Brown, his first appearance on this show. Jim Brown here dealing with something very special and very interesting to the extent of helping retired players who can't help themselves, a lot of them. And he was a big part of something that took place that the NFL proudly announced today, a settlement under the heading of the Greater Good, a retirement fund that was put together from a settlement that the players who were pursuing action against the league, especially against NFL films, for the usage of their likeness, for their names and such, and all their content, all those archives and content that we enjoy watching, and basically saying, we weren't getting anything for this. So the league came up with a fund that it has in the settlement with the retired players and really turned it into the reward for those for the usage, if you will, is turned into something that is going to be utilized for retired players and something that the retired players will manage. Jim Brown was a focal point behind getting this going, making this happen, and he is going to talk with us about that and also about him coming back to this team in terms of his relationship with the Browns. And I think a lot of Browns fans are going to be happy to hear that because he had become estranged from the Browns. We know that. That was no secret. And he was very gracious here today in a news conference and, again, agreeing to join our show tonight, which another example of the warmth or the warming up, the thawing in the relationship between Jim Brown and the Browns. Joe Banner, the CEO of the Browns, going to talk with us in a one-on-one interview. He met with reporters earlier today and talked about a bunch of different topics, and we'll get him on a few topics once we have him on the set here to discuss what's happening through the balance of this offseason. The Browns making some major headlines last week in free agency. Things have calmed down since, but we know the Brent Grimes situation. We want to get an update on that, his visit to Cleveland, and where that might go potentially with the team, the pursuit of other free agents. Cornerback still being a big need for this football team. Is it something that's going to be addressed in free agency? Is it something the Browns go after in the draft? You know, what are they doing going forward? And these meetings, what is the essence of what the NFL is talking about over these next few days? They'll conclude on Wednesday. The topics, predictably, areas like player safety, but to the extent of looking at it, not just the here and now, of keeping players as safe as possible, of minimizing the injuries that they suffer in a very risky sport, but also going over what it means to encouraging, or let's put it this way, reversing the discouragement that some parents have about letting their kids play football. These are some of the hard topics, critically, that the NFL is attacking. And that's the right word. They're attacking it in the course of these discussions where they've got the entire league here, club executives, coaches and so forth, all the key people of each team are in place, and they get together and discuss the challenges of making it better. Now, you could say, well, the league's in great shape, and TV ratings have never been better, and all of its popularity, not just in the United States but worldwide, is great. The games in London, the global experience. There's a lot of reasons for the NFL to just sit back and say we're big, fat, and happy. They're not doing that. And I had the opportunity, the privilege, to sit in on a meeting that was held this morning here where the commissioner and key executives of the league and representatives of teams shared that message with the owners and other club executives in a auditorium here at the Arizona Biltmore, going over all those points. How can you make this thing better? And it is a deep thinking session, and it's a lot of exchanges of ideas, and you will see it. The fan experience, how do you make that? And we'll address this with Joe Banner as well. How do you improve upon it? How do you make it so that fans are happier to be in a stadium rather than watching the games on television? And because the television experience has been so great with high-definition TV, all the replay angles you could ask for, we know what it's about. And basically, and what was interesting about the session this morning, fans were, they had clips of fans, sort of like focus group fans, talking about season ticket holders, talking about what they liked and didn't like about being season ticket holders of teams. They didn't specify which teams these fans were ticket holders of, so we didn't know if they were, maybe some of them could have been Browns fans, but the point was they were referring to what they wanted to see, how they wanted to be treated. And we know the big discussion, and it's been a major topic in Cleveland and around the Browns regarding the dropping of the PSLs, that whole idea, and it's been controversial to new season ticket holders and where that's going and what's the thinking behind that. And that's something, again, that Joe Banner discussed earlier, that the feeling was it just didn't make sense to continue with an indefinite period of having these seat licenses in place and required to buy season tickets. So you bite the bullet on a decision like that. They knew it was going to be unpopular, and it has been, but at the same time, their product is what they're still selling, and their product is still something that people want. And the idea, too, is to make it better. Do whatever you have to do to make it a better product. And that was the global discussion today among NFL teams, and something the Browns and the Browns representatives here, Joe Banner, I mentioned, Jimmy Haslam is here, the owner of the team, Alex Shiner, the team president, on hand. And Sashi Brown, internal counsel for the Browns, is also part of this contingent, who are meeting with other people who do what they do and hearing from the commissioner, and in all these high-level sessions that are going on all day long and into the night, will also be going on tomorrow and Wednesday as well here in Phoenix. So we're just getting this thing started. In about 2 minutes, you are going to hear from the CEO of the Browns, Joe Banner, as we broadcast from the NFL meetings in Phoenix. Vic Carucci with you. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The auto show is over, but the best savings are still at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more redesigned Fusions and Escapes in stock than anywhere in Ohio. Lease your choice for only $199. That's right. Lease a new Fusion or Escape for $199. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in. And we will get you financed. Guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals. Only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
See that dunk last night?
Yeah, you?
I got it on my phone.
I got it on mine.
Oh! I gotta post that.
Bam! Just did.
Oh! Wish I could afford tickets to the next game, though.
Just bought mine, because Rebel saves me more. Oh!
Rebel Wireless brings you unlimited everything, so you can watch, share, and save with no contracts. Right now, purchase any smartphone and get a free month. Rebel, come save with us. Limited time offer. Free month ends April 3rd, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
At Kronos, we didn't invent the cloud, but we are using it to help all kinds of organizations control labor costs, minimize compliance risk, and improve workforce productivity. From the Fortune 500 to thousands of small and mid-sized businesses, our innovative cloud technologies are helping increase revenues, cut costs, and improve customer satisfaction. Learn more about Kronos Cloud technology at Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Over 70 years in the Empire State Building, they'll sell diamonds wholesale without a middleman's markup. That's right, GIA-graded diamonds at half the price of famous high-end jewelers. Qualified buyers may have diamonds sent to their home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. So save half on your diamonds. Visit at dialadiamond.com or call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF.
The wait for Cleveland football stops now. The Cleveland Gladiators kick off their season Sunday, March 24th, 1 p.m. at the Q. And you gotta be there. All kids 14 and under get in free with a purchase of an adult ticket. And the first 5,000 fans got a Gladiators magnetic schedule courtesy of Medical Mutual. Tickets start at only $10. To call 216-420-2222. Visit ClevelandGladiators.com or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. Get into Cleveland football action now.
Vic Carucci with you on this Football Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We are broadcasting from Phoenix, Arizona, site of the NFL meetings. And Browns fans unite. Season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Browns season tickets, visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Joining us now is the CEO of the Browns here at the NFL meetings in Phoenix, Joe Banner. Joe, with regard to this being your first meeting in this capacity with the Browns, in general, what's the how does it differ, if in any way, from your previous work with the Eagles and being part of this?
Not really any consequential differences. We sit in a different seat. You know, the meetings so far have been, you know, informative. A lot of it kind of looking forward. A lot of talk here as well as in our offices focused on enhancing fan experience. So that's been interesting to hear what other teams are doing, and good discussion there. So good first day here in terms of learning things to help us.
Yeah, it seems the high points that the commissioner and the league itself emphasized, the investment in the future, and you mentioned this with making the stadium experience better, making sure fans have the experience in the stadium that they can enjoy at home and equalize that at the very least, but not make it less than what they could get at home.
Yeah, I don't even like comparing it to at home. It's for me, it's like a false choice. You just want to make the experience in the stadium the best it can be. I mean, the opportunity to be there and see your team in person and feel the energy and share that experience with other people who love the Browns as much as you do, you know, that's a unique opportunity. And we just want to make that experience as great an experience, as fun, entertaining as we possibly can, both on the field and the rest of the experience.
Player safety being another big deal that's talked about to a great extent in procuring players for this league. In other words, keeping moms especially, but parents encouraging their sons to play the game, because that is the feeder system, and that's another point that's being addressed heavily here.
Yeah, and you know, they provide a lot of information that you wish got out of the media more often about, in fact, the, you know, former NFL players, and in fact their health and life expectancy, and you know, all those things are extremely positive. If you listen to the news reports, you'd think that things were quite different than the facts that seem to bear out.
This has been obviously a very busy start to the free agency signing period for the Browns. You've discussed this, a lot of the key areas being hit defensively. How do you proceed from here?
Well, we'll continue to keep our eye on the market and see whether we think there are additional opportunities to improve the team. We don't want short-term solutions. We're looking for solutions that will still be in place as we improve, hopefully over the next year, two, 3 years, and then continue to try to sustain that afterwards. So there'll be some opportunities here. There are a few good players still in the marketplace, and there'll be players that will not get what they expect in the marketplace, and we'll keep looking at them. I can't tell you whether more will happen or not. That depends upon a number of factors, including what the 31 other teams do.
Does it help that other players who are still available in the market see that you've been aggressive signing Paul Kruger and signing a Desmond Bryant, for instance?
Yeah, no, I mean, there's clearly a conversation in the league amongst the players, agents, even the other teams, that it's a new time at the Browns. There's a lot of optimism about where the team is headed. Hiring Chuds, bringing in the coordinators that he did and that we retained. You know, players like to play for coaches they really like. And you call people that played for Norv Turner or Chuds or Ray or Chris for that matter. You get extremely enthusiastic references. That may be more valuable than anything, but there's definitely a new sense about the team and the momentum and the investment, frankly, that you know we're willing to make and the commitment to winning.
Is some of the time spent here not unlike the combine, where you have opportunities to maybe meet with agents and have those kinds of meaningful discussions about potential free agent signings?
There are agents here, for better or worse. We haven't escaped that world by coming here.
Right.
And, you know, we are able to meet them, but, you know, the ones that aren't here, you can reach on the phone easily. They're never, they're always interested in talking, especially if they have any players available, and almost everybody still has players available. So you can do it over the phone and also in person opportunity here.
You're always available to the right call. Joe Banner, CEO of the Browns, joining us here at the NFL meetings in Phoenix, broadcasting Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Joe, Brent Grimes had a visit to the Browns. If you could just tell us kind of how that went and where does that stand with him?
Yeah, you know, we don't get into too much specifics here, but obviously we did have a visit. We felt good about it. Our sense was he felt good about it. He obviously, is the type of player that would have a number of teams interested in him. And, you know, we'll see here how that plays itself out.
We get an overwhelming number of fans via social media and every way, email, asking us to ask you this question. I kind of think I know the answer, but I will pose it on their behalf. And that is, you know, what is happening or going to happen with Phil Dawson?
Well, you know, as we've said from the beginning of this, we don't really want to comment on that situation. At some point it will resolve itself, and then I think at that point, you know, we'll be easier to speak to. But at this point, best interest for everybody is to not comment that specifically. And that isn't isolated to Phil. We've taken that position on our free agents, and we always will take that position.
And with regard to draft preparation as well, when you move, these things all happen simultaneously, but what is the process going forward with that? How are you shifting a little more of the attention to the draft because you've satisfied the biggest needs you wanted to hit in free agency?
Other than a conversation on an available player that would be relatively short at the moment, all of the organization's energy is now switched to the draft. Coaches and scouts going out on private workouts or pro days, and we do have our kind of preliminary draft board up, which keeps getting worked and keep gathering background information on players and things like that. So the organization right now is fully mobilized towards trying to get ourselves in the best position to do well on draft day.
The league meetings offer, obviously, great opportunity for best practice sharing among teams. And as it regards the stadium experience that we talked about a little bit earlier, are there some specific things that you're looking at, and what would the fans notice, or when would they notice those upgrades, changes at First Energy Stadium, home of the Browns?
Well, there's two aspects of this. One is going to be a physical, structural change, and that's going to take some time. The time it takes to think that through, get it designed, hire even the architectural firm, long lead time, for example, in order things like scoreboards, that was part of the program. So the physical changes on that level are going to take some time. They certainly won't be this season. They may take place over two seasons, you know, even after that, as opposed to happening all at once. The game day experience, though, as it relates to everything from player introductions to comforts to cleanliness to egress and ingress, music, in-game entertainment, celebrations when we score, historical things and iconic moments that have been part of the Browns' history or new ones we may try to create, I think you'll see a very different experience starting this season.
Great. Joe, thank you so much for your time. We greatly appreciate it.
My pleasure. Good talking to you.
All right. He is Joe Banner, the CEO of the Browns, joining us here at the NFL meetings in Phoenix on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Auto show is over, but the best savings are still at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-Series in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings like up to $9,000 off a new F-150, or lease one for only $199 a month. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent bread and boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Finally went to Rebel Wireless.
About time.
Yeah, they gave me a free month.
What? A free month? Get out.
A whole free month of unlimited tweeting, texting, talking, tubing.
Why'd you get a free month?
Maybe they thought
I was famous.
Now for a limited time, everyone gets a free month of no contract, unlimited everything with any new smartphone purchase.
Now that makes sense.
Only at Rebel Wireless. Come stay with us. Limited time offer. Free month ends April 3rd, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan.
You know, it may only be March, but we book lovers can already see spring peeking through. And we know just where to look. Our neighborhood half-price bookstore. For some of us, our tastes just seem to change with the seasons. For example, on chilly winter days, I love to read about hiking, nabbing a trout in a warm stream, hot romance on a sunny beach. Yep, the tropics are my topics. But in the spring, my fancy turns to chilling mysteries because, frankly, I'm trying to put off weeding the lawn and mowing the grass. Now, Jenny, she'll be spying the half-price bookshelves for great books for the kids, gardening guides, French cooking, and neither of us ever pass up the collectibles section. You'll find things you didn't even know you wanted. Half-price books can even help you find titles you may be searching for at any of their stores across the country. If you have a book lover's taste, add a little seasoning at Half-Price Books. In North Homestead, Mayfield Heights, and Mentor. Find out more about the store nearest you. Visit halfpricebooks.com.
Hey, it's Kathy Bay from Danny Bay's Home Entertainment, and we are continuing the celebration of our company's 50th anniversary. This Thursday through Sunday, we at Danny Bay's are offering our largest sale of the year, up to 40% off of custom American-made patio furniture, over $1,000 off of authentic Brunswick pool tables, along with huge savings on theater seats, bars, bar stools, and games galore. If you need home entertainment products, then you need Danny Bay's, and you need us now. Patio furniture at great prices. Just in time for the spring. And how about an unbeatable selection of entertainment furniture to finally complete your remodel? Wow, we have it all. And don't let me forget to tell you one more exciting thing. We are not only offering the best prices of the year, but you can also qualify for 12 months no interest financing. Now do you see why Danny Bay's has been the home entertainment leader for 50 years? Visit us this weekend in Mayfield Heights, Fairlawn, Westlake at Crocker Park, or check us out online at DannyBay's.com. That's Danny, B-E-G-H-S.com.
Vic Carucci with you on a football Monday, and we are broadcasting from Phoenix, Arizona, site of the NFL meetings. And a great show for you here. We are going to be very happy shortly to bring you an interview that we have not been able to bring you since this show began. So just teasing that a little bit. But we want to tell you this, that Browns fans, join me on Friday. That's this Friday, March 22nd, at Rebel Wireless in Brooklyn. We'll have a live show there from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Rebel store located at 7020 Vidoff Road in Brooklyn. Browns defensive lineman Billy Wynn is going to join me there. He'll be on the show as well. Chomps will be there, and Hanford Dixon will make his usual Friday appearance on the show on location with yours truly. It'll be a lot of fun. Come out there. We'll talk some ball. And this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. And proud to have with us right now the legendary Jim Brown on the show. First of all, Jim, welcome to your first appearance on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Well, it's good to be here. Cleveland Browns. That's my team.
It is, and always will be. You're here at the meetings in Phoenix for a very, very important reason. And if you could tell us about it regarding the what has been created now from a settlement for the retired players.
Well, for the first time in history, I think the retired players being put in a position to benefit from having played in the NFL, and on two levels. One of them is a common goods fund, which will be used to help people that are needy, ex-players that are needy, their families, the wives that are left behind. And also, when you talk about the license that are necessary to use one's image, and that can mean a lot of resources, and the partnership with the owners in that particular area can go into perpetuity. And so those two things are a tremendous advantage for us. And to accomplish that and have the owners feel good about it and the players feel good about it means somebody did a great job. The lawyers did a great job.
Why was this such an important cause to you? Because as I understand it, it was your involvement. This has been something that's been kind of simmering for years, but once you got involved, it really accelerated the process.
Well, I would, I don't know, I could take that compliment. Well, the situation is one wherein this is long past due. There's been a combination of intelligent players, you know, led by Reggie Rucker, who's reached out to me to get me involved, and they recognize the value of this, and because we're able to work together, and we respect each other, we're able to put a solid group behind the lawyers and their efforts and to show an understanding for the owners, not to be anti-owner, but to show an understanding for them and to definitely have, in first place, helping our wounded warriors. So the attitude has been correct, and so the group that's been behind this has been a cohesive group that respect each other, and that particular power, I think, made all of this possible.
And the thing is, it seems like people have had the right, and I've spoke with Reggie Rucker about this previously, that people had sort of the, I think the word is right intention, or their heart in the right place with regard to helping players who need the help, but it just seemed like those various programs previously, a lot of them would go sideways. And it took something like this that looks sustainable, clearly, and empowers players with this fund now, with this, with having a substantial amount of money that it can manage and not have to have a lot of buffers and go-betweens between the players and the revenue.
Well, that's true. And I think one thing that's highly important is that we didn't look at the owner's enemies, and we looked at their position also. And so, you know, they did not want to go through a situation where on an individual level they had to decide how much money they owed every single player for 20 or 30 years, mm-hmm. An impossible task. So the reality is, what can we do immediately to show the owner's goodwill and be effective for the players? Well, a common good fund does that. And then to come together as a team, to work together, to look at what it means to work together, because those of us who are retirees, some of us have a great value, and some of us are in demand.
Right.
And so it isn't just like, you know, getting a bunch of broken down guys that's out of the league and trying to prop them up. No, it's a good relationship. And because of the things I just mentioned, we're able to sit here and say that the future looks pretty good.
Jim Brown is joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We are in Phoenix for the NFL meetings, and I'm so happy that I can say what I just said. Jim Brown joining this show because I know, unfortunately, there was a period where things were not so good between you and the team. My sense is that that's gotten better. I know there's been the ownership change, and Jimmy Haslam has reached out to you, and you have gotten together with him. You were at a game last year. It just seems as if perhaps that's moving in the right direction. Can you give us a sense of your perspective on your relationship with the team now?
Oh, yes. First of all, I'm always a Cleveland Brown.
Right.
You know, people come and people go. You know, us players can't come and go. You know, that's my history. The 64 championship was my claim to fame. All those guys played a tremendous game, and we know that's the last time that Cleveland have been a champion. The people in Cleveland have always been gracious. They've always given me the benefit of the doubt. They've always supported me. And it's been a great affair. A lot of times I didn't do what they wanted me to do, but I was always a Cleveland Brown. So now here we are with Jimmy Haslam coming in with his fire and his intelligence and his business techniques. I say techniques. He's a great businessman. And he's reached out. I met his wife. I met his family. And he's not shy about saying, I want you to be a part of the Cleveland Browns family, you know. So let's talk. So we have been talking. And at some point, we'll make an announcement. And it'll probably be a very positive one. I can't say any more than that. But regardless of what happens, I respect him and I like him.
You have to start there.
Yeah, that's right. Whatever happens, I respect him and I like him. But I want him to do what he thinks is good, what makes him comfortable.
Sure.
And so just keep that in mind.
You've talked about the comings and goings of everybody, coaches, front office people, and in the rare cases, ownership, and that happened just this past year. Your view of what this current regime that's in place, Jimmy Haslam, Joe Banner as CEO, Rob Chudzinski as head coach, North Turner, Ray Horton as the coordinators, your sense of where this Browns team is right now, just based on what's these developments over the last few months?
Well, I think we've seen a tremendous set of circumstances that have been very subtle. You know, when you talk about ownership, then you talk about that ownership representing, you know, the president, the general manager, et cetera, et cetera. And then you watch them work, and you see them put together a team. The coaching staff has to be a team. And you have a head coach that's willing to listen. And you have an offensive coordinator that's a legend in his own right. Okay?
Right.
And then you hire some other coaches that have the fire. They want to bring fire. And then in free agency, you go out and get some guys that can bring pressure on the quarterback. And you're thinking of defense. And I think you're thinking of 3-4 and the way that you can bring pressure. And those kind of guys that make the impact in the National Football League, they're about 275, 6'4", run a 4.5 40.
Right, right.
Quick as grease lightning. That's the modern player.
Sure.
So when you get two or three of those guys, then you're doing it the right way. So I'm looking forward to improvement in the team.
Sure.
And I'm looking forward to a cohesive group of executives. I think that the team that's put together to get along, and they're put together with a purpose, and I like that.
You have a unique relationship, I call it unique, with Trent Richardson because you had made the comments prior to him being drafted by the team about him being looking kind of ordinary. You saw him perform. You were at the game and then, spoke with him afterward, and he's just had nothing but the highest respect for you, and I think he wants to he wants to show for everyone, but he seemed especially respectful of the fact that, hey, someday that's my goal, is to be another Jim Brown. Your thoughts on his rookie season and what you see ahead for this young
man?
Well,
I'll tell you what's so great about Trent. He took the bait the right way. He responded by playing football. Unfortunately, he got hurt a little bit. He got dinged.
Right.
And that took a little bit away from him. But he responded to me by playing. And then when we met, he didn't bring up anything negative. It was all positive because he knows he's a player,
right?
And he wants to win. And he knows I'm a player and that I want to win. So when we got together, it was just like father and son in a certain sense because we related in a manner of respect. And he knows that I respect his ability. And I'm looking forward to great things from him.
Great.
So if you're not ordinary, then you want to be just better than ordinary, or do you want to be great? Now, if you want to be great, you're not even thinking about somebody talking about you being ordinary. What you're going to do is work your butt off, and you're going to be a leader, and you're going to be a leader by showing people how you can work and what your work ethics are,
right,
and what you bring on Sunday. So I think we have that, and I'm very happy that I can say that, and I'm in this young man's corner 100%.
Well, we're very happy that you took the time to join us on this show, and I hope and look forward to more opportunities to talk with you.
Thank you for having me, and I hope to see you in Cleveland, babe.
There it is. Jim Brown, the one and only, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from the NFL meetings in Phoenix. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The auto show is over, but the best savings are still at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more fuel-efficient Fords in stock than anywhere in Ohio. Right now, lease a new Focus or Fiesta for only $139 a month. Your choice. Only $139. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent breaded boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Hippity hoppity, Easter's on its way. Put all your Easter eggs in one shopping basket at Discount Drug Mart with egg sighting savings on everything Easter. Share your love of the season with family and friends with Discount Drug Mart's great selection of ambassador greeting cards by Hallmark. Make your holiday meal extra special with Drug Mart's fine domestic and imported wine collection. Plus, stock up on Easter supplies like farm fresh eggs, decorating kits, Easter baskets, Easter candy, and much, much more. Discount Drug Mart saves you the Easter hop around. Open Easter Sunday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. I'm proud to say that our award-winning customer service is so good we have an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau. So call Alarm Force today and get a home alarm system with no charge live two-way voice and only $25 per month for monitoring. And know that every Alarm Force system is backed by the best customer service in the industry.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Are you tired of hearing the term guaranteed approval, guaranteed financing, or guaranteed credit? How about no hidden fees? Only to find out you need to win the lottery to be eligible for the so-called guarantee? Well, at Bob Gillingham Ford, the term guaranteed is what they refer to as to how you'll be treated. They guarantee you'll receive the three pillars of customer service: fair, honest, and open. That guarantee is the cornerstone that has allowed them to serve Northeast Ohio for over 56 years. Start your next car or truck buying experience at BobGillinghamFord.com. See their actual and true photographed inventory, like the stunning new 2013 Ford Fusion. From there, let them show you their guarantee of a truly great buying experience. Stop in and see them, 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. That's BobGillinghamFord.com. They're looking forward to welcoming you to the home of the real deal, Bob Gillingham Ford.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And it's a football Monday. Vic Carucci broadcasting from Phoenix, Arizona, site of the NFL meetings. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. In this segment, it too, driven by Liberty Ford. Very pleased to have with us right now from NFL Network, Andrew Siciliano. And, Andrew, you have a Browns affinity, and for the longest time, because I knew of this affinity, I thought you were from Cleveland. That's not true, but tell the story of how you became a Browns fan.
Yeah, it's blame my father. We always joke you get religion from your mother and you get sports from your father. I actually grew up outside D.C. in Northern Virginia, Reston, Virginia. I mean, 5 minutes down the road from Redskin Park where they train.
Right.
So I should be a Redskins fan or raised as a Redskins fan, but my dad is from Cleveland. He went to the old Cathedral Latin. And he went to Carroll, and my dad raised us as diehard Browns fans. He claims that, you know, he intended us to be Skins fans growing up there, but you get religion from your mother and you get football from your father, and my brother and I were raised as diehard Browns fans. And as kids, we used to come and visit all my dad's family, my grandmother,
right,
still in Mayfield Heights, and we used to hang out in Lakeland and go to training camp.
That's
and
awesome.
I still have all my, like, what is it, ShopRite Browns training camp programs from when I was a kid.
Wow.
With Kosar and Slaughter and Mack and Paul Farron and all those guys.
Embracing the tradition. We love this. And tell me this, because you're in a position, of course, working with NFL Network. It's all about seeing multiple games and the experience. So in your regular work day, your regular, mm-hmm. say, Sunday, how do you keep that balance between paying attention to your favorite team, the Browns, and then paying attention to the entire league, which you have to do for your job?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a fan first and foremost. I think, Vic, I probably speak for you as well. We wouldn't be in this business if we didn't love football to begin with.
Right.
So, yes, I follow the Browns, but especially for Total Access, you got to follow the other 31 as well. What's difficult for me, all of us at one point who work at the network, we all grew up as a fan of one team
something,
or the other.
Yeah.
I mean, Rich grew up as a Jets fan,
right.
for example, on Staten Island. So we all root for our teams, but you obviously have to put your best foot forward, and I would never bring that rooting interest to the air. It's difficult for me on Sunday hosting the Red Zone channel on DirecTV because then you could really... Then, when things go badly, chances are my mic is hot in 3 seconds to take you to another game. So that's in 07 when they won 10 games.
Yes.
And there were some roller coaster moments in that season. That was a test for my mute button and for the guy in audio who had to ride that mic for 7 hours every Sunday.
All right, so as a Browns fan, your team has been busy.
Mm-hmm.
This team has been very busy in free agency. Not a shock there. I think we thought right along that this would be, certainly that was the stated goal of Jimmy Haslam as owner, Joe Banner as CEO, but they went out and not only talked the talk, but walked the walk with their signings. Your impressions of bringing aboard, start with Paul Kruger, right on down the line, Desmond Bryant, your impressions of what they've done so far?
You can't have enough bodies on your front seven. That's my biggest thing. And I know a lot of people have said, well, how do you make all these parts fit, particularly going to the 3-4 now, and how do you take these bodies and plug them in? And honestly, I'll let Ray Horton figure that out because he knows more about their skill set than I do. But what I would say is you can never have enough of those players up front. Look at the Giants. I mean, they did for a while. They came at you in waves,
right.
with all those D linemen. And I don't care how you plug them in, whether you put Taylor in the middle and Ruben on the outside, or whether you put Brian in the middle. I don't care. You have bodies. You have more talent. You are a better team up front than you were 10 days ago. And that depth will only serve you well deep into the season.
Andrew Siciliano, he is with NFL Network, an anchor there, and also... You know him now as a Browns fan and a very avid
let
one.
Let the secret out of
the bag. Let the secret out. I don't know. I think it was a poorly kept secret. But it
has been.
But it's a good thing. Andrew, I want to ask you this, too. The changes that have been made, coaching staff would be another thing. You brought up Ray Horton, North Turner running the offense, Rob Chudzinski running the entire team as head coach, and you brought up the 2007 season when the Browns had their best offense rolling, and Rob was there since their return in 99. Rob was their offensive coordinator. Just your thoughts on how this staff has come together and what you see, because being a Browns fan means, unfortunately, adjusting to change every couple of years.
I think I was kind of aggravated a couple of weeks ago during the whole coaching search because the fans, to me, got a little negative. Oh, it's not a big name. It's not this. It's not Chip Kelly. You know what? Just let it play out. Mm-hmm. And I think that was my message, too. I know a lot of fans were blowing up my Twitter feed. Hey, let it play out. There's no reason to get angry that the Chip Kelly thing didn't happen. The guy's never coached a day in the National Football League. I wish him well,
right.
and he could be a very good coach. But there was no, to me, crying over that spilt milk was worthless. Go back to 07. The offense worked well. Now, what that offense had that this offense does not have is Joe Jarvisius and Braylon Edwards and Kellen Winslow in the prime of their careers, poised for breakout seasons. Obviously, you'd like to put more parts around your quarterback now. You'd like to see a quarterback who can get the ball downfield, and the question is, who's that quarterback going to be? Is it Brandon Weeden for another year? Does he prove his worth? I am excited about Chud and Norv Turner and Ray Horton. Those three guys, I am very excited to see what they can do with the pieces they have. They need more pieces. I think we all agree on that.
Sure.
But I'm excited to see what their vision looks like.
What's your thought just in general about this meeting? And it comes at a time when the league certainly is in great shape from a labor standpoint with the agreement being in place for the next, I guess it's got 8 more years on it. So the business is good, but just in general, the league's message, the theme of this meeting is don't just assume just because we've got this done, everything's great, that you still have to strive to be better. And it sounds like, again, the issues of player safety, procuring, investing in the game, trying to make the fan experience better, those are all top items on the agenda.
And I think the player safety thing always rings true. I know it's one thing that we focus on a lot in Total Access because it's something that the league really has taken up passionately moving forward. And you will see rule changes come through on Wednesday. I think the lowering the helmet thing is going to pass.
Yeah.
And that goes right to the health and safety and future of the game. And the commissioner has taken it upon himself to make that really, I don't want to say his only focus, but really one of his primary focuses, and with good reason. You have to make the game safer, and I know they're talking player safety again this morning.
Right.
It is a huge, huge part of this league moving forward, and that to me, again, I only got here last night, but that to me is one of those ones that is going to ring through the entire week.
The tuck rule may be going away.
You see the Raiders tweet last week?
Yes.
The Raiders actually tweeted out a photo of Brady losing the ball.
Right.
11 years ago.
Yeah, and I think they got it down to 11 years,
right.
So many days, so many hours, but who's counting type of thing.
I'm all for it. I'm all for getting rid of it. I don't think anyone likes the rule. And I think we're to the point now as well where people confuse the already confusing nature of the rule. If you go back to the playoff game between the Broncos and the Ravens, you had people screaming on Twitter and respected, I mean, people that we both respect in this business saying that's the tuck rule. It wasn't the tuck rule in any way whatsoever. And the officials got it right on the field by not applying the tuck rule. But we're to the point now where whenever we see a quarterback fumble, everyone jumps up and yells tuck rule. Just take it off the books. And Mike Pereira likes to say, if you have 100 guys in a bar and 99 of them think it's one thing, then chances are that's what the call is.
Sure.
I'm messing up Mike's exact way to describe things.
Like common sense.
Exactly.
Logic,
And normally you can look at it and tell if it's a fumble.
Sure.
Get rid of this.
Andrew, you're not a fumble. You're very true professional, and we appreciate the fact that you joined us.
Hey, Vic, my pleasure. Anytime.
All right, we're at the league meetings in Phoenix. Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up from Phoenix on ESPN 850 WKNO.
Show is over, but the best savings are still at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more redesigned Fusions and Escapes in stock than anywhere in Ohio. Lease your choice for only $199.
That's right.
Lease a new Fusion or Escape for $199.
Only at Liberty.
Will you get the most for your trade-in?
And we will get you financed.
Guaranteed.
Hurry for the best auto show deals.
Only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100, for being ready on game day, PNC has tools like mobile deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and virtual wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use mobile deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
NTV has changed the tire business. With ready-to-roll all-inclusive pricing, you get the lowest installed price on tires guaranteed. And now through Saturday at NTV, buy three tires, get one free. Instantly, no rebate. All the big names, Goodyear, Pirelli, Cooper, Nitto, and more. Buy three tires, get one free. Instantly, no rebate. And with NTV's ready-to-roll prices, you get all the extras at no extra charge. Mounting, balancing, and valve stems included. Even flat repairs and free tire rotations for the life of the tire. Hurry in to NTV for buy three, get one free. Going on now through Saturday. Offer valid on select in-stock tires only. Buy three tires, get one free. Now through Saturday. You're ready to roll. NTV Service, Tires, and Oil.
Hey, it's Kathy Bay from Danny Bay's Home Entertainment,
and we are continuing the celebration of our company's 50th anniversary. This Thursday through Sunday, we at Danny Bays are offering our largest sale of the year, up to 40% off of custom American-made patio furniture, over $1,000 off of authentic Brunswick pool tables, along with huge savings on theater seats, bars, bar stools, and games galore. If you need home entertainment products, then you need Danny Bays, and you need us now. Patio furniture at great prices just in time for the spring. And how about an unbeatable selection of entertainment furniture to finally complete your remodel? Wow, we have it all. And don't let me forget to tell you one more exciting thing. We are not only offering the best prices of the year, but you can also qualify for 12 months no interest financing. Now do you see why Danny Bays has been the home entertainment leader for 50 years? Visit us this weekend in Mayfield Heights, Fairlawn, Westlake at Crocker Park, or check us out online at DannyBays.com. That's Danny, B-E-G-H-S.com.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine, Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com, Russo Rosalina. Things change, people change, the weather changes, but the owners of Window Nation will never change. Hi, gang, Riz here in Window Nation, offering you the widest selection of windows, and not only do they tailor the windows to your home, they tailor them to your budget. They make it work for you. Truly getting the most window for your money with Window Nation. Call them today, 216-464-4141. Be confident you're working with the best. 216-464-4141. Window Nation, for your home, because it's where you live.
Now you can listen to ESPN 850, WKNR, and KNR2 anywhere you go with the free ESPN Radio app. Follow the Cleveland sports scene on your mobile device. Absolutely free. Simply go to the App Store and download ESPN Radio. Listen live to ESPN 850 WKNR shows, live play-by-play, and more. It's new and improved, and for the first time ever, it's free. Cleveland Sports Authority is now available anywhere. Where you go. Download the ESPN Radio app free today and stay in touch with the Cleveland sports team on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Back with you on a football Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily. We are broadcasting from the NFL meetings in Arizona, in Phoenix, Arizona. And you're noticing that this is not a Motown Friday, obviously. It's Monday. But that Motown music that Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, just played is in honor of the fact that Bobby Smith, the former lead singer of the Spinners, passed away in Florida over the weekend. So we just wanted to pay a little tribute to that. And knowing how much this show loves Motown music on Fridays and every day, but that's the day we give it its due. But anyway, it's sad news about Bobby Smith's passing. Great, great singer and a great group. We go to your questions and comments, the ones that you submit to the Browns' official Facebook and Twitter pages, the Browns' daily Twitter handle, which is @Browns_daily. You can send, of course, questions and comments directly to me at VicCarucci. And email us, daily@clevelandbrowns.com. Voicemail is 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459. So many ways to get to us, and so many of you have. Brent from Facebook. Now, Brent is not happy with the Browns' work in free agency, which has gotten a lot of positive feedback, but he doesn't like it. He calls it ridiculous. The Browns overpaid for Paul Kruger. He says they definitely overpaid for Desmond Bryant, which we didn't need, meaning a position defensive tackle, he said, wasn't needed. Haven't even come close to signing anyone to help the offense. He says Jimmy Haslam isn't off to a very good start as far as I can see. Brent goes on to say, spend some money and bring some talent to the Browns. There are still some players out there that can help us. And for whatever reason you haven't, please sign Phil Dawson. That guy deserves a contract. All from Brent via Facebook. I'll say this. You are overpaying in free agency. That bulletin is just in. You overpay, you will overpay for players in the open market. For players like Kruger, coming off his best season with the sacks he had, 13.5 counting those 4.5 in the postseason. and part of an outstanding defense, part of a Super Bowl effort, and a player at an obvious tremendous need for this team, outside linebacker, pass rusher, someone who can get after the quarterback in the 3-4 scheme. You didn't have that guy. He is that guy. He is a guy. You need more than one, but he is a person who fits that. So I don't think the overspend is a story. It was once you decide to go down the road of acquiring that player of that magnitude, you'll pay a lot. And you say Desmond Bryant, who also, by the way, is coming off a best season, a career best season with Oakland in his 4 years there, joining the Browns now, a position that wasn't needed. But you're not looking at it, I don't think, from the perspective of what the defense, big picture, is all about here. This is multiple schemes. This isn't just lining up, first of all, three D linemen and four linebackers all the time. That's your base look, but you will have variations from that look, from that base, right? We know that. And the fact that this team drafted the two players last year and Billy Winn, John Hughes for the defensive line, have a young Phil Taylor, have a Tabba Rubin, who still has, of course, plenty of years in front of him. The fact that they have those guys in, Jabal Sheard, who effectively now comes off the line and is going to be standing up as an outside linebacker in the 3-4. But that collection of linemen did not mean that you had to look away from the position. If anything, I think it was more reason to add a player like Bryant, because I think he becomes a great complement, potentially a great complement for what's already here. I think he gives you more options with the players you already have. And the fact that he can line up as an end as well as a tackle is the reason to get a player like that. His long frame, his explosiveness, his strength, all the dimensions that he brings as someone who could get after the passer, as someone who can drive blockers off the ball and into the quarterback, or tie people up and help create room for others to operate, that he can do all those things makes him a wise addition. And keep in mind, this team will go to 4 and 5 man lines frequently, and they want to attack teams in the waves that you want to attack teams with defensive linemen, multiple linemen who can keep you fresh toward the end of games. That was something this team started to do last year. I thought it was effective. They were able to do last year and not the previous years because they didn't have the depth at the defensive line that they do now. And this guy's a starter. Bryant would be a starter. I mean, he's a frontline kind of player. So you paid a frontline premium price for him. And by the way, other teams, multiple teams, were pursuing him, Patriots being one of them, that really wanted this guy, wanted him on their team badly. And he chose the Browns. Did the Browns overspend or spend more than other teams to get him? Sure. I mean, it was competitive. But they defined him as a need player in an area that wasn't as obvious to identify as a need as others. But when you're talking about making your defense better, when you're talking about addressing an area that has, again, where you've invested also heavily in the coordinator of this defense, Ray Horton, you have to give him something to work with. Now, Tom talks about kind of it takes a similar position, but he's saying critics say that Paul Kruger won't have Terrell Suggs as he did in Baltimore. And that's been they keep saying this, as Tom says, as a criticism of Kruger, or as a position that Kruger won't be as successful in Cleveland as he was in Baltimore, because he doesn't have a Terrell Suggs tying up blockers. So Tom says, yeah, but he'll have DeQuell Jackson. And I think there's truth in that. It takes more than having just one other guy to make you a better player. I think that's the argument in Baltimore, too. Terrell Suggs's dominance or tremendous talent, the ability to occupy other blockers, occupy the attention of the defense in general, the offense in general, the coordinator and such, who has to scheme around a guy like that. Yeah, I think with Kruger, he'll elevate. You don't have maybe that same level of talent around you, but a DeQuell Jackson is a good place to start. And I don't think the Browns are finished with adding perhaps to that position, to that outside linebacker spot. The draft is still ahead. So keep that in mind. And it'll be interesting to see how things evolve with Jabal Sheard as an outside linebacker. How much attention will he grab? If you're just telling him you've got the freedom to just go after, tear after the pass rusher. Yeah, you're going to drop in coverage some too, but he's going to be, I think, a leaner, kind of more effective probably player with the role that he has, tear after the quarterback from that stand-up OLB position. All right, we want to thank Jim Brown for being a part of this show, and Joe Banner and Andrew Siciliano for their participation. Want to thank Drew Boatner. Want to thank Lauren Whitaker. And we want to thank our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. We will be back with you again tomorrow night from Phoenix, Arizona, same time slot, with Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.